Well, for more, we're joined by Simon Marks from Washington, D.C. Hi, Simon. Help us better understand what exactly this committee is trying to get out of Sessions here.
Well, I think now they're trying to get a couple of different things out of him, Andrea. First of all, he's got his own questions to answer about the nature of communications that he had with the Russian ambassador to the United States during last year's election campaign. When Jeff Sessions went through his own confirmation hearings up on Capitol Hill in order to become the Attorney General of the United States, he now concedes that he didn't provide the committee with full and frank answers about the nature of those conversations that he had with the Russian ambassador. That caused him so much difficulty that he then had to recuse himself as Attorney General from any involvement into the Justice Department's investigations into ties between Donald Trump's campaign that may have existed and the Russians, because Jeff Sessions was a pivotal member of that campaign team. So he's going to face a lot of questions about his own meetings with the Russian ambassador in a bid on the record, under oath, to get very clear answers about what the natures of those conversations were about. But then he's also, of course, going to be the first top U.S. official under oath to testify since Donald Trump's fired FBI director made those very damaging allegations portraying a president who was trying to pierce the independence, not just of James Comey as FBI director, but the independence of the FBI as a whole, by trying to get James Comey, Mr. Comey argued, to drop the investigation into ties between fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and the Russians. So Jeff Sessions is going to be asked whether he recognizes the narrative that James Comey elucidated up on Capitol Hill a week ago, and he's also going to be asked about conversations that he may have had with President Trump about this very issue. It's going to be interesting to see whether he agrees to answer those questions in a public session or whether he says that's all covered by the privilege of communication between a president and a member of his cabinet.
So, Simon, could this end badly for Sessions himself? And twofold, then, what could the testimony mean for President Trump? Is it more likely to work for him or against him?
Well, the short answer to the first question is yes, absolutely, it could end badly for Jeff Sessions. There's irritation on Capitol Hill. Jeff Sessions himself, a veteran of the Senate, he knows how important it is to tell the truth when you're under oath, and he doesn't appear to have done that during his own confirmation hearing. So he's already damaged goods as far as some members of the Senate are concerned, you will see some members of that committee going after him. As to whether he can damage Donald Trump, I mean, yes, he could damage Donald Trump unwittingly, unintentionally. Donald Trump insists that everything that James Comey described last week simply didn't happen. It's all fake news. He never said any of the things that James Comey says he said. But senior figures around Donald Trump, including his own son, Donald Trump Jr., including the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, they've essentially conceded over the last few days that, indeed, Donald Trump did say some of the things that James Comey said he said. He just didn't mean it the way that James Comey interpreted it. So whatever answers Jeff Sessions gives to questions about that, provided he does answer those questions, has the potential to create further wrinkles for an American president already in trouble.
Okay, Simon Marks, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for that.